Welcome, welcome, and welcome to the PhD project. So we're obviously pure. Start again. Cut. Welcome, welcome, and welcome to PhD podcast, the pure hard green. So my name is Jamie Lee McCutcheon, and I am doing my first intro. Woohoo! So we are going to look at doing a podcast on horticulture, conservation and land management and my career and my endeavors in my horticulture career. So let's just start off. I'm just going to be a bit more normal, trying to get a nice intro there. So my name is Jamie Lee Sharon McCutcheon. I am a qualified horticulturist. I've been in the industry for about 6 to 7 years now. I started off as a plug grower at a wholesalers nursery, one of the largest wholesalers nursery in Melbourne. I was very lucky to be able to get a position in plug growing. So plug growing is a certain way we grow plants in a large scale. So we start obviously looking at the tray. The trays are 512 cells to almost, I think it goes down to 512, 200, 144s, and one more, but I just can't remember the number. We just don't do it here at the nursery. I'm actually currently at the nursery now. I'm stacking some plug trays to be watered and had the seeds inside to grow and start growing some plants for some orders. So we supply to Bunnings and some independents. We've had many, many, many contracts that we've lost due to quality standards, which I'll discuss further on. So from here, I have been here for now for 6 years. I just work weekends because weekends are the double pay. I will never come here during the week because you get treated like crap. But let's just, I'll tell you about that another time. So from there, I started plug growing and I was able to show my worth in the industry by being a go-getter, just getting into it and just giving it a go. I was lucky enough to be able to get my forklift license paid by the industry. And I've had some many stacks. So I remember one where I had to line up my forklift times on these racks, but they were all stacked up so close to each other. And my times clipped one, and it was just a domino effect. Boom, 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 boom. I think we lost like maybe like $30,000 in stock. And then when I did it, everyone just laughed like, you gotta do it at least once. I was like, oh shit, I wanna cry. So from there, I was lucky enough to be an all-rounder at the nursery. I worked in dispatch, transplanting, seedlings, potting, and was grateful enough that my sister was my supervisor, and as well as my another supervisor was Kelly. She's one of my best mates now. They were able to teach me. They were my best mates, so they put the efforts in to show me how things work because I showed my effort back. So from there, I realized, you know, there was some stories going around that you can go do an apprenticeship, so apprenticeship in horticulture. So that takes about 4 years. And you have to do a bit of this, a bit of that. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to see what the system has out there, like what kind of opportunity the government has. Because I can't waste 4 years because I have a beautiful seven-year-old daughter now. So back then she would have been about one or two. So being 19 and in the industry, I was just like, I don't have time to waste. So I looked into doing a diploma in horticulture at Chisholm Institute. Now, this qualification was going to give me higher quals than what any apprenticeship could have done. So I was like, yes, you know what, I'll jump into that and I'll get qualified and I'll get paid more. Whoopee, whoopee. So I jumped into that. It was really hard. I believe because I was a spring chicken and, you know, obviously they give you the answers now these days. Like, it's all about being competent. So obviously with the confidence I had, I was able to complete my diploma. So from there, I ended up being qualified in horticulture. I was expecting that once I was qualified in horticulture, that the company would then decide, okay, we've got somebody that's interested, she's gone off and studied, and we can look into maybe, you know, hiring her full-time as I was casual at the time. So apparently that doesn't work like that. So I got a little bit disappointed knowing that I'm the only one here in this whole nursery with a diploma, and half of the people didn't really understand how hard it was to work for that. So I knew it was my time to move. The industry was going down. We were losing contracts and our quality standards was crazy. So I can tell you a little bit about the tasks and duties that we were doing. So obviously spraying chemicals. We had the Salmonella outbreak in Australia, and one of the chemicals that we use here at the nursery was an influence for it. So one of those chemicals that we had to use was a growth regulator. So we used to growth regulate tomatoes, chilies, every flower, every variety that we had. So we had tomatoes, chilies, annuals, perennials, petunias, violas, la, la, la. So from there, we were growth regulating them because Bunnings have a new standard where if you've got the punnet and the label and the plant's higher than the label, we just dump it. And then same with the plug tray, like 512 holes. And if it's too thick for the machine to pick it up down at the transplanting line, we just dump it. So you're looking at almost like $30,000 worth of plants dumped in a day, maybe a week. So the company was going down with the quality standards, not being able to use the growth regulator. So then our stock and our produce was just getting worse and worse and worse. And I was getting treated with no respect. But it's not their fault. Like, I understand all companies work in certain ways. So then I decided, you know what, I'll move on. I think it's my time to move on, so I moved on. And I ended up getting a job indoor corporate landscaping. So that was actually quite interesting. So I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to provide services for, like, Google, Facebook, ATO, Australia Federal Police. And my duties were basically just to go around and water plants. And we were talking indoor corporate plants. So indoor plants are talking Sansevierias, Zanzibars, Pothos, Robusta. They're all indoor plants. And the secret behind indoor corporate landscaping is the plants only need to be watered once a month. If not, some of the Zanzibars and some of the varieties maybe four times a year. So my job was to go around there monthly and service the plants. So we're just talking pruning, watering if required, a bit of a shining up to make it look good for the client, make it look good for everyone. I was lucky enough to get a job at $25 an hour there. Then as I was moving along, I said, you know, I can't really keep working on $25 an hour. I discussed with my manager and the owner, and they like, yep, as long as you ask, we can get you up. So they got me up to $27 an hour. So I was like, yay, an extra few bucks. Then they started discussing maybe me being the assistant manager, as all the services I provided for these big companies were really happy with me. So I was like, yay, exciting. So I ended up getting an assistant job, assistant manager. And as I went along, I realized that the amount of money that gets poured into these indoor corporate landscaping. So my boss, the owner of the company, was probably rigging out $30,000 a month on one client. And we're talking, he had over 200 clients, really rigging it in. And if you look at it, right, so ATO, so government, it's a tax write-off for them, so it's not a big deal. So if you look at the ATO, we've got 19 floors, and each floor's got 240 plants. And when we're talking size of a pot, so in the nursery industry, we say 200 mil, and then in, you know, things like landscaping, you say 12-inch. So we get these 12-inch, 200 mil, sorry, got to back it up. I'm sure somebody will correct me on that. And probably a little bit on everything that I say because I have the worst pronunciation. So one of those 200 mil, 12-inch pot is $10 a month to maintain. Well, if you've got 240 plants each floor, $240 times 10, which is 2,500, then double that by 19. Look at the math. Like, he was just rigging it in. And I just thought it was amazing because I would come down there once a month and I didn't even water it. I just walked around to look like I watered it so that the clients would be happier. And half the time, not any people or the employees even knew the plants were there. So from there, I was all excited, all on my endeavors, still working weekends at Oasis. Because obviously on a Sunday, 45 an hour, I wasn't complaining. So I've completed a diploma. I've got my forklift license. Somehow in between that, got my traffic control license. Never used it. And I feel as that 5 years, 6 years progressed, I gained a lot of experience. I gained how to walk the walk, talk the talk. So when we say you know, what's wrong with the plant, or what, you know, why is it dying, this is happening, well, what are we going to do? And I feel like it's like having a job as a mechanic, or even just a dentist even, but a mechanic. So it could be this, or it could be that. So it's like obviously eliminating each issue. So it's quite interesting to be able to look at the plant and even kill plants, like even being able to fuck up at work. Like I'd kill plants, or like a whole variety would die, or I didn't catch an insect in time and my whole yield is gone. So that was great. So from there, I ended up realizing, well, I started understanding how much work I was doing. Like I'm 20, you know, I'm 24 now. The I've got to start looking at my future. I'm 24, 20. Especially when so, I'm going to leave on a YouTube notice because I just got a job at a rose nursery. So the fact that I got that job was just crazy. So I would have been the first woman in a grow house at their nursery, running 10 men because of the competence and how experienced I was. He was just ready to happy to hire me. I'm like, oh, you're a bit of a prick, mate. Anyway, I was happy. I was gonna get the job. I'm gonna have people that love me, care me, and you know, be the new shiny toy again. But then my boss was like, all right, we don't want to lose you. We love you. Please don't leave. Yeah, here's $35 an hour. So yeah, they got me again. So I ended up there for another year. And then I just woke up one morning and I'm like, what am I doing? Because I was working so hard. So I think it worked out that year. I only got 30 days off in the whole year. 30 days. So I was working 7-day weeks. I think a month I'd only get 2 days off a month. I mean, yeah, I was racking in the money. I was saving. I was like, yay, I'm rich and this and that. And it came tax time, and I was doing my diploma in certificate, my diploma in horticulture certificate on a vet fee loan. So, you know, you just assume you earn the $55,000 a year and you pay it back, yeah? So what they don't tell you in the vet scheme is that you gain interest on top of that loan if you don't pay it back. But the way they discuss it, and when you're enrolled, it's like, no, it's all good, you earn 55. So by the time I did my tax and earned over the 55,000, I had to pay $6,000 back. And my heart just dropped. I'm like, that's like half, maybe 3 months of work, hard work, yeah, that I've just lost just because they wanted the money. And then apparently because I entered a higher tax threshold because working two jobs, like, don't get me wrong, everyone, I ticked that box, you know, making sure that they did a high and low tax threshold for each job, and the highest paying one had the tax threshold, la la la. But for some reason, I didn't understand that if you enter another higher bracket, they tax you more. So it worked out that that whole year, with only 30 days off, I only got the money from the indoor corporate landscaping, and the one I was doing on the weekend didn't matter. So I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna quit my job. So I think you have to give like 2 weeks' notice prior to leaving. So I'm like, oh, I don't even feel like going to work. This is shit. I hate my life. So I ended up going to the doctors and getting a mental health plan, like saying that I was mentally unfit to go to work for 2 weeks. Jamie's this and that. I just said, no, nah, I'm stressed out. You know, I want to spend time with my daughter. So I quit my job, and my future goal was to quit my job, spend some more time with my daughter, and then understand what I was going to do. So I think like 1 week went past, and I'm like, I'm bored. I need to do something with my life because as a Gemini, or as Jamie Lee Sharon McGutcheon, I'm a go-getter. I need to get things done. I need to be active. I need to, you know, work my mind as I believe. So from there, I decided I'm going to go do a Cert 4 in training and assessment. So that would make me a qualified vet teacher, so vocational education training. So if I could go do this course for 1 year, I'd be qualified. I could go teach at any institute, any RTOs. So I got in there, and 1 month of kicked into the course, and we were looking at the codes of the modules, and I just noticed that one of my certificates wasn't right, so I ended up calling up Chisholm. Now, I was lucky enough to have a friend that was in the Department of Education not that I knew that, but like I just was friends with him and I knew he was working that horticulture. So discussing with him that I was completing my Cert 4 and training and assessment, he's like, hey, get it done as quick as you can because I'll hire you. So I went from knowing that I was going to be there for a year just doing that, I decided, you know what, I'm going to do it full time. So I ended up getting in one day a week. It sort of sounds like full time. But I finished the course in 4 months. So I think it's like a 1.5, maybe 1 6-month course. I got done in 4 months. So I was very proud. But yay, got my certificate. So now I am a qualified vet teacher in horticulture and I teach at RTOs. So this year I'll be teaching at Chisholm. I'm super nervous. I like super, super, duper, whooper, booper nervous. So that is my intro on me and discussing where I got to in my past. So I'm 25 years old, qualified horticulturist / trainer and assessor for RTO industry standards, quality standards, blah, 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 blah. So I believe that anyone that's listening and would like to hear the story, we're going to talk more about plants. But don't think it's going to be about me. I'm going to talk about exactly how, you know, vascular, non-vascular, classification, OH&S, basically discussing everything that I will be teaching, just to bring, you know, bring that confidence. And I really want that, like, constructive criticism. Like, I want people to comment, say, oh, you're terrible, you need to do this better. So in that way, I can look at it and be like, hey, maybe I might look at doing that, or I might find a way to teach that better in that way, because with horticulture, you're always constantly learning and you can't remember everything. If I said to you, remember every name of a plant, kingdom, genus, species, you just, unless you're a genius, I mean, feel free to enter this podcast and we can chat and I'd love to hear it. But this is over and out. Roger that for the tree algae of God. Atheist? No, I'm joking. I was just having a discussion today about how consciousness and reality, it's all a network of simulation and like trying to say that we're not real. We can have a discussion with that if anyone wants to do that, like just very quick, because you can actually relate it to plants. So boom, boom. So this is me out. This is my intro. I do hope you come for the next one. And that's PhD, pure hard green. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-ah-ah-ah. Boom.